It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country USA with your Snow Show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
Well, we're close to the snow. We're just not on it quite yet.
There isn't that much of it yet.
It's a slow start to the season, but hey, we've got a couple of areas open. A-Basin and Keystone open over the weekend, and skiing and riding is underway for the season in Colorado.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out trying to get their first licks in for the season, and just a little too early for me. You know, when it's brown on both sides of the ribbon of death, you know, you got to say, wow, maybe I could wait.
It's just getting your early season turns in and getting your ski legs is what it's all about.
Is that what it's about?
That's what it's about this early in the season.
Okay.
We're hanging out at the Ink Spot in Keystone, where they're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
And going way back to way back on the snow show to when we had the ski and ride instructor, or the director, the new director of the ski and ride school was Bobby Murphy. And we had him on. Is he there, Bobby?
I'm here, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. It's Leon. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Leon. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, too. What's happening? How are we doing?
Well, we're bringing back the snow show, man. Remember the snow show?
Of course I remember the snow show. Are you kidding me?
Well, if you forgot the snow show, after we talk, we're going to have a segment where we debuted the new director of the Ski and Ride School at Keystone. And that was you, Bobby.
That's a long time ago.
We weren't even old enough to drink back then.
I think we're also celebrating the new gondola at Keystone that year, too, because they had just moved it across the river.
That's putting things in perspective right there. Yeah, that's a while ago. And, I wasn't able to drink, but I could lead a ski school. So yeah.
And you did it well.
Very well.
And speaking of that, you know, when was it that you first came to Crested Butte, where you and I first met?
Crested Butte would have been 91.
91. Mm. So that's kind of when this friendship started. That's pretty cool.
And yeah, from Crested Butte, you went to Telluride then, didn't you?
Yep.
Telluride, yep. So Crested Butte through 2001. And then Telluride from 2001 to 2008. And then Keystone, yeah.
Boy, Telluride's one of my favorite mountains.
I haven't been there.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah,
they've opened a lot of territory. Man, have you seen all the stuff they've opened there, Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good. Amazing. Yeah.
But you know what we're really excited about is an event you have at Beaver Creek coming up, the Birds of Prey.
I know. I'm super excited. We've got a big season ahead. I mean, it's so exciting to see Keystone kick it off already on Saturday afternoon, and that energy going into the season, it's just building. It's going to build right up to opening day.
Well, you know, when we pulled in today, there were a lot of cars in the parking lot here.
Yep, a lot of people skiing in Keystone on the opening week here. So,
are you guys there today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here at the Ink Spot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're celebrating the 30th anniversary at the Ink Spot this year.
Yeah. Where are you positioned? Where are you now? Are you outside?
No, we're sitting in the cafe.
Yeah, we're in the cafe in the back on a nice comfy couch.
Bobby, we're older now, so, you know, we get to sit on the comfy couch and, you know.
We don't have to go out and chase Bobby Murphy around on the snow anymore.
Well, we could do that too.
Oh, really? Well, we can do that?
We'd love to do that, you know.
Yeah.
The best I've ever skied in my life was skiing behind you, Bobby.
Because you skied exactly like Bobby.
Yeah.
And I was skiing behind you, and I was skiing exactly like you, exactly like Bobby.
Yeah, I've got eyes in the back of my head, Leon. I'm watching every turn.
I know that trick. I did that for 35 years myself, and I know that eyes in the back of the head trick.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for joining us on the new Colorado Snow Show, and it's been so cool watching your career grow from the head of ski and ride here at Keystone, going over to Vail, going through the ranks in Vail, then you went out east for a while, and then finally came back to Colorado, and now you're at Beaver Creek as the COO.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So cool. It's always a pleasure to see someone you know rise up in the ranks and do well.
Well, thanks, Tom. You know, it's awesome to be reunited with you guys. I think, you know, every time I hear your name and voice on the radio when I'm going to work now in Vail Valley or driving through Summit County, takes me back to the snow show days for sure. So it's good to circle back with you.
Well, you know, we sure had some good days at Vail back then too, didn't we? We got some good skiing in back then.
We did, yeah. And I'll tell you, one of the best things about being here back in the Vail Valley is I can work at Beaver Creek and ski out in uniform on my days off at Vail Mountain.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
There's so much terrain over there. And, yeah. You know, I've been skiing there since the day the place opened, you know, in 62. But there's still a lot of stuff over there I haven't skied yet.
Well, and I remember your story when you went to Vail in 62, and you were rather upset at the price of the lift ticket.
You know, I was 12 years old, so, you know, I was spending my own allowance money to buy a lift ticket, and the lift ticket was $8, and I was only paying $2.50 at A-Basin, you know. And so I gave the guy a bunch of ration of shit about it. It's like, hey, man, it's only $2.50 at A-Basin.
It was worth every dollar too.
So my brother, who was 10 years older, who had driven me there, of course, you know, started laughing, goes, I'll cover it, you know, but I had to voice my opinion.
Leon's good at doing that, Bobby, voicing his opinion.
It was a first.
It's never happened since. Amazing. How does that work?
So Bobby, how's your family doing?
Yeah, they're doing really well. Thanks for asking. We've got two girls in college now.
Oh, are they in college already?
Holy cow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, so Ella's a fourth-year student at Virginia at UVA in Charlottesville. And then Anya is a freshman at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. So it's exciting for them. It's exciting for Jenny and I to go back and see them. You know, in school, and yeah, now we're empty nesting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're empty nesting, yeah.
New experience in itself, which is really fun and exciting.
Oh, that's cool.
Back in Colorado with Jenny. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, give both girls my love and it's to Jenny as well. And just so great that it seems like yesterday we were pulling those kids around on skis, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. It does. Especially in Telluride, we got some pictures where Al was like 3-4 years old, and then Anya learning to ski at Keystone a bit, and then both of them like really accelerating their love for the sport in Vail with the Devo program. And now they're, you know, they're social skiers. They're not racers by any means, but they love to get back to Colorado after spending some time on the East Coast in Vermont and Stowe, and definitely that helped their fine-tuning their skills skiing Mount Mansfield in Stowe.
Just wait till they find a boyfriend who wants to go skiing with them.
Hopefully they can hang on.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you're fast. Yeah, I wasn't skiing fast.
Right. Just trying to slow down.
I was trying to keep it cool for you.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of family, I was DJ and Hunter.
You know, DJ is now Lieutenant Colonel DJ Hidalgo.
Unbelievable.
And has two beautiful little girls. How about that?
There you go. It's in the water.
Yeah. And Avery and Sophia. And he's doing great. And Hunter, you know, is a your buddy, your little buddy that loved skiing with you, man, when he was a kid, is a PGA golf pro.
And that's right.
He's running a resort in Oregon and thriving, just doing great. So I'll tell both of them that you said hi, because they always ask about you. So
yeah, we'll definitely tell them I said hi. I remember the days vividly of skiing with those guys at Crested Butte and, you know, following and leading Hunter down some of that stuff. I was like, what is going on? This kid is like right on my tail.
He loved skiing with you. I mean, he would just imitate you.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's just, we're not talking, we're skiing. Let's go.
Yeah. And he was four, right?
I know. Right.
Already. Oh, that's so cool. So, Bobby, tell us about what's going on at Beaver Creek. I mean, obviously, we've got Birds of Prey coming up real quick. What else is on the schedule for Beaver Creek this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, Birds of Prey definitely is not that far away. We're starting to make snow already. We've got snow up on the brink and at the top of the race course that we're pushing around. And
awesome.
It's good to see that we got a good early jump on the snowmaking. But yeah, I think first off, opening day, you know, Wednesday, November 26th, which is the day before Thanksgiving, we always kick it off with the cookie competition where we have a competition. People in the community come out and they showcase their, you know, their cookie for the upcoming year, and our guests get to vote on the best cookie on opening day in the afternoon, which is a lot of fun because, as you guys know, Beaver Creek is known for every day at 3 o'clock chocolate chip cookies.
So, oh yeah,
it's fun to do a cookie competition on opening day on the 26th, and then 2 days later on Friday the 28th is the tree lighting village activation, where we have ice skaters and activities in the village, fireworks. Really awesome time to kind of, feels like it kicks off the season with that tree lighting on the Friday of opening weekend. But yeah, and then not too far off from there, you know, we go right into Birds of Prey, which when you look at this upcoming season, we're actually adding a men's race. So we're going to be racing downhill on December 4th and 5th, and then have Super G on December 6th, Saturday, and then GS on Sunday the 7th. And what I really love about the GS is that you've got, you know, basically two races in one, because you take the top, you know, you take all of the racers for the first run, and then you take the top 30 for the second run, 30 down to number one. And so you're kind of watching two races in the same day with the GS on Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah, lots going on. Exciting to add a race because it's an Olympic year, because the FIS is trying to get more races in early season. It really benefited us to have that additional downhill on Thursday.
And that's a lot of television coverage and a lot of exposure.
It's a lot of television coverage.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a lot of anxious moments with the weather, because it's always, you know,
it's been canceled before. Yeah.
I know. Last year we ran every single race without interruption, which was amazing. And fingers crossed we do the same this year. But it's such a cool event to come out, because not only do we have the races up on the mountain, and it's accessible by bus and easy to get to, and the grandstands and everything, but we have a lot of stuff going on in the village with Beers of Prey.
Okay, yeah.
So you got, you know, you got the beers of prey in the village, and then we've got music, and then it's a lot of fun when we do the bib draw, because ultimately, you know, we have to get the racers' bibs drawn, and doing that in the village is a fun activation and fun for all the whole family to come out and see the racers and get pictures and fireworks along with that too. So lots going on in the village along with the racing.
Well, yeah, you know, the vibe during Birds of Prey week is just over the top.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
And you know, the downhillers themselves love Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
That's one of their very favorite races, and man, they bring it on. It's amazing to think how fast they're going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, and looking and now being, you know, here in Beaver Creek and having access to the course, it's a terrain park on one of the steepest runs in Colorado. You know, so not only do they race down Golden Eagle, but the course workers and the mean, you know, the work that the team puts in, you know, every year to just make it that much trickier in between the gates with uphills and downhills and compressions and you name it. These guys, the athletes, are amazing in what they can do, and yeah, they love it. It's been a favorite on the tour. It's also one of the more difficult downhill races in the tour as well,
and so one of the fastest.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I was doing a PSIA clinic up there after the Birds of Prey many years ago, and my group, they were all full shirts, and they wanted to go over and see the course and go across it, you know. And I said, boy, your skis tuned?
How are your edges?
Because we're just going to traverse it. We're not going to try and ski down it.
You're not slowing down when you get on that surface. You're accelerating even when you're side slipping and trying to slow down.
You can do everything you know how to do to put the brakes on. It doesn't work.
It's always fun to bring guests over there just to give them a little perspective as to what the ski racers, what the professionals are doing, and what kind of surface they have to deal with.
I like to say it's like skiing on stainless steel.
That's pretty darn close.
It's polished. Yes.
It is highly polished.
High performance polish. Well, Bobby, we're going to have to come over and hang out with you for Birds of Prey. And definitely later in the season, let's make some turns together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be a lot of fun. And just the energy, the excitement, the spectators, you can feel it. Last year, man, we had a Black Hawk helicopter fly over as to kind of kick off the race a couple days in a row there. And it just the intensity of the feeling of the energy and just... Yeah, there's nothing like it to be here in person. So, yes, we'll have to do that and ski the mountain a little bit, too, maybe later in the season. I know one of my favorite events that happens here at Beaver Creek is Callan's Challenge, where you're challenged to ski all of the black and double black runs on Beaver Creek around the Birds of Prey in that area of the mountain. And, I've done it the last 2 years now since I've been back, and it's a great event and a lot of energy around that as well, which is exciting.
So you're staying in good shape, Bobby.
I'm just... Well, you guys know my passion for skiing and riding, so you know, I am an operational leader. I have to be, need to be on the mountain with my team, and it's the best way to find out what's going on and the best way to get feedback and talking to the guests on the chairlift, talking to my team and everybody who fits in the exceptional effort every day. It's like I got to be on my skis and my snowboard. So I've done
some of my most creative and fruitful meetings with in the ski industry on the chairlift, and I always call them board meetings. Let's strap on the boards and have a meeting.
I love it. There's no better way to create a meeting is jumping on the chair. I love it.
You know, it's great. It's one of the best things we get to do. You know, and think of all the friendships that have grown on the chairs that we've all over the years we've had.
Yeah. No, it's meaningful time, and we need to do that again. We haven't done it in so long.
It's been too long. We'll definitely, when we get some good snow this later in the season, we'll come up and go ski with you.
Yeah.
And we'll record another snow show. Maybe we'll do it on the snow.
Oh, there we go. It's a date. We're going to do a live snow show. Do it the way it's supposed to be.
The way
it's
used to be.
It's called skiing, not standing.
That's right. Although this is kind of nice that you can edit. I appreciate that.
Well, Tom always edited those snow shows on the radio, too. I mean, otherwise, I would have been run out of town a long time ago.
There you go.
So on the podcast, we can pretty much run as long as we want, and I don't have to edit anything. It's Tom and Leon, raw and unfiltered.
Which is dangerous in itself. You know, be afraid. Be very afraid.
For good reason. Well, Bobby Murphy, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and it's always a pleasure to make some turns at Beaver Creek, and we'll be looking forward to coming over there.
Yeah, one of our absolute favorite places, and we just love that you're there, my brother, and it's please say hi to the family for me, and it's so great to hear your voice, man. I'm glad you're just thriving.
Well, thanks, guys. It's so good to hear your voice. It's so awesome to get the three of us back together, like the good old days. So much fun.
Back when we were kids.
Well, and we'll do it on snow, too, so I look forward to that. And you guys, good luck with the season ahead, and good luck with the podcast series. I know it's going to go great.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And now a Snow Show flashback to November of 2008 at Keystone.
The Snow Show with Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird on Crystal 93.
Tommy from the Snow Show right here at Keystone Mountain. Man, are we having fun today or what?
It's the first Snow Show of the season, our sixth year, and it's great to be back here on Crystal 93 for another season of Snow Shows. And we've got a great day going here at Keystone.
Man, you know what? We're talking about my very favorite thing in the whole world, and that's teaching skiing.
That's right.
That's right. And here is one of my good friends, the guy I've known for many years, who's now got a big title.
What's the title?
He's like the head honcho or something.
Oh, is that what
kahuna.
It is?
Well,
the big kahuna?
Kahuna. The
excellent.
Big kahuna right. At Keystone Mountain. Bobby Murphy, welcome to your first snow show, buddy.
Wow, this is overwhelming, guys.
That's almost too much, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks,
this is bigger than making the PSA national demo team.
It could be. Yeah. Could be one of the bigger moments of my life. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Well, glad to have you sharing it with us here on the snow show, Bobby. That's awesome.
It's good to be here in Summit County.
Well, yeah. You know, Bobby, it's so cool because you and I have known each other for many years, way back in the Crested Butte days. Then you were director of Telluride for years, and we really lucked out to get you over here in Summit County, man. We are happy to have you, buddy.
Well, excited to be here at Keystone. We got a lot of things brewing, and great resort, great area the Rockies to be in.
Oh, man, isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's
and
great.
I know your family's digging being in Summit County, and life's good over here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's good. A lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
more than a little sleepy Telluride. Always something happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're not even open yet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we're already skiing, dude.
Yeah. Yep, we've been out there.
Well, I know you've got some great programs and some great products lined up for everybody this year, and you know we're always out there. The snow show was invented to make people aware of the fact that, you know, getting lessons is the way to go, and lessons are for everybody. It's not just for beginners. You know, at every level you can improve and get better. And I know you've got that really cool Family Freedom Pack that you guys are doing. Tell us about
that. New for this year, and very limited left, and we're coming down to the wire on the last days available.
Because it's today and tomorrow, right?
Exactly. So if you want to get out of, you got to act now,
right?
You can still sign up. Yep, and it's a great deal. You know, you get four kids lessons and four close-in parking passes for the family, and that's again why it's the Freedom Pack for the family. And for $225, you get that whole package. So normally, you know, that adds up to well close to $500 retail.
Easy. Yeah.
And we're looking at a great deal. Now you got to sign up soon. Obviously, last couple days. So
today and tomorrow.
How do we do that?
So you need to call in right away. 970-496-4170 is our ski and snowboard line. And
417-496-4170.
You got it.
Okay.
And like I said, only a few left. So get on.
Now,
there.
Bobby, what are the ages that this is good for?
We're looking at from 3 all the way up to 15. So basically,
so you're eligible,
kids.
Tom.
Just about. I forgot my student ID. Will that still let me in?
Yeah, we'll let you in.
Okay.
I'll vouch for you. He's only 12.
Thanks, Dad.
My son, Tommy. And boy, does he need ski lessons, Bobby. You got to help him
I
out.
I tell you what.
I mean, he can go left, but the right thing has still got him challenged.
Yeah.
We'll take a few runs.
Okay, good. And, you know, in addition to that, one of the things that's a tradition over here at Keystone that's really way cool for kids is the Keystone Cruisers.
Cruisers program, yeah.
You know, and we've had so many really great skiers who are now people working in the offices or in ski schools and stuff that came out of the Cruisers program.
Yeah, we have a handful of instructors that actually went through the program themselves. Stuck around.
The problem is I was their coach.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So the Cruisers program is still on again, right?
Still on, yep. It's offered 3 times throughout the season. The first one coming up December 6th, 13th, and then the 20th.
Right.
So 3 Saturdays
so the first
in a row.
3 Saturdays in December.
Yep.
Now, the cool thing about this and what we really love about it is you get the same instructor. There's consistency. You really get the same coaching. And, boy, the kids really advance quick.
Yeah, you build off the experience from week to week.
Right.
You know, it's always tough to start over with a new coach or even new students within the class. So you have the social aspect with the kids, almost like a class environment. And when you go to school, you know, you get a good feel and comfortable.
You connect.
Yeah, with your other classmates. Mm-hmm. So you get that aspect, but then obviously having the same instructor, critical for improving throughout the season. So.
Well, you go build that trust and that loyalty, and then they know what you want, and things really are fun. And it's actually fun for the instructor, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big part of it, because the instructor shows up fired up and ready to go and looking forward to being with their kids again.
Well, yeah, and then you get to know the family, you get to know the kids, and before you know it, you know, you get that rapport going, not only for those 3 Saturdays, but hopefully for more Saturdays throughout the season, because, like you said, it's offered in January and then again in February, 3 Saturdays in a row.
And what are the ages for that program?
Same ages. We start our programs off at 3 years old, and they go all the way up to 15. And we keep them in kind of age-specific groupings, obviously, so the younger kids are together and then the older kids are together. Yeah. But definitely age-specific and terrain-specific. We've got a great advanced cruisers program, something new and different for this year, which will hopefully include, once we get the snow up there, cat skiing for the kids, getting into some of the beginner parks.
You know,
stuff,
we did the cat tour last year.
It was fun, though, yeah.
Well, we're going together this year.
Yes. Yes, we are, man.
Bergman Bowl, Independence Bowl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, count on us to be there. Stuff back there.
Yeah, well,
you haven't been back there, probably.
Not much.
Well, then we can show you around.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, that'll be fun.
In fact, the guy told me, God, you ski great for an old guy. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, dude.
We'll do that.
That was a compliment.
You got to take it
for whatever you can get.
You well, it's going to be a fun season here at Keystone. It's a great early season, Bobby, and looking forward to hanging out with you and showing you around the mountain and maybe, you know, show each other some stashes in the trees and find some powder and have some fun.
Well, Tommy, all I want to do is warn you that, you know, Bobby's one of the best skiers I know.
That's what you said.
In fact,
yeah.
My nephew Hunter taught him everything he knows. So
that's so good.
Yeah.
That's
right. So chasing Bobby is a delight.
Okay, well, it's going to be a challenge, too, I'm sure.
This boy makes it look like the real deal.
Yeah.
So.
And he's the head of the ski school here this year at Keystone. How cool is that, man?
And we're going to be doing more snow shows together, so.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You know, and you know, we have a motto, kind of a mantra for the snow show.
Uh-huh.
It's called skiing, not standing, man. So
yeah.
Let's strap him on and go.
Let's go. You ready?
Let's go ahead.
All right. Let's go chase Bobby.
Here we go.
There's more from the slopes coming up on the Crystal 93 Snow Show. The Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Saturday morning right here at Keystone Resort, man. Things are rocking, and you know what? The mountain is looking good, and it's skiing great.
Yeah, well, it's been open for a little over a week now.
Yeah, yeah.
Open last
right.
Friday in Keystone. We got the new gondola going, and top to bottom skiing.
That's
here.
Right, and more terrain opening every day. You know, the terrain park's open, and the new gondola, baby.
Isn't that fun?
I did 15 laps. It was awesome.
I just couldn't get off.
It was like, it was so comfortable.
Just give me another lap.
Windows everywhere.
Yeah.
I could see everything.
Great
it was really,
views.
Really cool.
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out here at Keystone.
And, you know, there's somebody walking around here at the resort. I'll bet if we yell and get him over here, he could come and talk to us.
You think so?
He knows everything about everything.
Who's that?
He's the coolest guy on the planet.
Oh, is that the
guy
over there?
He's a friend of mine. Yeah.
Oh, you know
this
guy?
The guy in the orange jacket.
Yeah. Look,
hey, Bobby.
Here. Hey, Bobby. Hey,
Bobby.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Bobby?
Bobby, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Jeez.
It's Bobby Murphy, my buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, so you've got a lot of really great stuff going on for ski school, the beginning of the season here. I mean, you've got beginner terrain.
Yeah, well, that was one major thing that we want to consider right off the bat is where can we get our beginners? And Kokomo Carpet right off the top. Great beginner skiing.
That
you guys
great,
mentioned.
Well, you know what? That's a great place to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what we love about it? You can ride the gondola up, and you're actually on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So you're not down slow somewhere. You're actually up there.
You got nice views.
Serious.
You can see the whole world almost from up there.
You can look down at Breckenridge.
beautiful views of Lake Dillon and the surrounding area. But great snow up there. You know, it's wintertime at the top, and the skis slide better when it's wintertime.
Oh,
and so great beginner
We've
at the top.
We've noticed that because we tried skiing about a month ago.
It didn't work so well.
Super psyched about the beginner terrain off the top, and to be able to download and not have to deal with the steeps with the rest of the mountain is great for our beginners, and great to get them going early in the season. You know, develop a platform to build off of, and you know your skiing can improve throughout the season. Yeah.
All right. Well, find out more from the Ski and Ride School here at Keystone.
Now, how do we do that? How do we find out more? I'll bet you guys have a phone number.
Yep.
I'll bet it's 496-4170.
It is.
Is that the number? Wow. How did you know that? 496-4170.
Yes, 970-496-4170, and you can talk to anybody from ski school there that knows all about the programs.
Yep. We have a lot of programs available. Like I said, our beginner terrain is great, and the new gondola, as you guys had mentioned, with that mid-load and mid-station, it provides us the use of the top of the mountain, which is really the best beginner, advanced beginner, intermediate terrain, and we can download without dealing with the steeps of Lower River Run. I mean, that was one thing that intermediate skier was always kind of getting hung up on.
Yeah.
And now you ski the top of the mountain and you download, and you're safe by the end of the day.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know what? There's another thing coming up, I think, in December here really early that's one of our favorite things. I know Tom loves this because he gets to wear a pink boa.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Betty Fest.
Betty Fest is coming, and the boas have been ordered, guys.
All right. Excellent.
Good, Tommy gets one new one every year.
Mine from last year is totally worn out.
Yeah, because he wears it all the time. I've seen him at the radio station.
When Leon wants to borrow it from me all the time, too.
Let me borrow it. He never lets me borrow it.
Well, I'll get you a new pink boa this year. Okay.
Yeah, right. You say that every year.
Betty Fest is coming up. How do the ladies sign up for Betty Fest?
Well, it's coming up December 13th and 14th. It's over the weekend. And, again, same phone number, 970-496-4170. For more info, but that's the first one coming up real soon. Then we'll have a few more in January and then in February later on in the season. But great way to bond with other women, have a great time. The pink is flying, as you guys had mentioned.
Well, and this is for ladies only, right?
It is. Yeah. It's for ladies only. Women
more guys in a pink boa that can keep up, which would be Tom.
I've seen you guys.
See, I try to crash the party once in a while. You know, the pink boa doesn't get me too far though.
You know, when you're Tom's size, you don't sneak around very well in a pink boa.
No, it's not too easy.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is women only, but if you're on the hill, come on over. I'm sure those ladies would love to ski a few laps with you guys.
Let you chase them down.
Right, exactly.
I can probably keep up with them riding on the chairlift, but chasing them down the hill, that's a whole different story.
He kind of stalks them in the gondola line so he can get a ride up with the girls. I mean, that's
it's like, hey, ladies, where's the party afterwards?
Well, we love Betty Fest, and that's got a long tradition here at Keystone, too. That's just one of the many cool things that Keystone does every year that people really love and the community gets behind and have a lot of fun with.
Yeah, definitely, and it's one of the longest-running women's program within Colorado, probably within the United States. So we've got some great expert instructors that have been doing it for a long time.
They're
awesome.
It.
Yeah, they're passionate.
I mean, they really get it, boy, and they love this. They are ramped up, and we know those girls. You know,
they're ready.
I've been teaching with them for a while.
They've got a genuine love for the slopes.
So, and for the Betty Fest, it's a really cool thing. Well, you know what? Back to our mantra, man. It's called skiing, not standing, and there's snow flying, and the snow's never been better than it is right now, all year. This is the best skiing we've had all year. It is.
And it's only going to get better.
Well, here's the snow getting better, but let's go slide on what we got.
Let's go do it.
Okay.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Leon Littlebird and Tom Fricke. They'll be back with more Snow Show fun on Crystal 93.